So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and joining me now, as he does every single Friday, it's Parker Fleming. Make sure you go subscribe to his free Grizzlies and NBA Draft Substack Elitist. All monetary support goes to St. Jude because he's a grade-A human being. But he is on X at Paka_Flocka. All right, Parker. The news of the day from Shams Charania is that the Grizzlies are entertaining. That's the word to use. Entertaining trade ideas and trade proposals on Ja Morant. This is how I want to start this conversation, because I think in a general sense, we're not overly surprised. I think what we're surprised about is how quickly this timeline is happening, how quickly this has come together, how it's come to a head. So how do you think we got here so fast?
So fast. You know, I was on the same wavelength as you, where if anything, I thought something would have transpired in the offseason.
Right.
Trades just can get more creative at that point because you have, like, with different cap mechanics and stuff, you know. Salary matching doesn't have to be absolutely perfect. And then also, too, more picks become open to trade. So, like, you have that. But also, too, like, I thought, hey, maybe they're just trying to see what maybe they could try to see what's up with John Zach Edey. And, you know, we've only seen, what, 5 minutes of that this year because of that Cleveland game?
Closer to six, I think.
Five,
right?
And a half, yeah, six minutes maybe.
let's not short it a minute.
Yeah, but also, and then, you know, when Ja was ready to come back, Zach Edey had gotten the we had gotten the news that he was, you know, going to go through his the stress reaction, and, you know, treat that and all that, and now we're here. You know, I don't know what exactly would have gotten us to this point because. And obviously none of this stuff is public on it or anything. Maybe some stuff comes out publicly. I know, like, with the Trae Young stuff, they had Shams Charania speaking on ESPN, like, in the middle of the day. So maybe by the time, you know, that we're on the, like, this is on the air, we'll know why. But yeah, I thought it would have waited. And I also, like, didn't think it would become this public this quickly. Not saying that I knew anything or anything, but I'm just saying, like, Zach Kleiman's usually a guy that kind of keeps stuff close to his vest. So I wonder what got it out. And, you know, because there's not the thing that happened last year where Howard Beck suggested, oh, he thinks Ja Morant's going to get traded in the offseason. And then Zach Kleiman had told Drew Hill to put out this statement, essentially, about the idea of trading Ja. And, you know, we don't have that right now.
So I have a take, or at least a thought, that I want to run by you. When it comes to him being paid long-term, getting an extension, didn't get it this offseason. We know Jaren got paid. Trae Young just got traded from the Hawks because seemingly he wasn't going to get an extension. Do you think that's part of why this is sped up to where he may get traded here at the trade deadline?
Yes and no. I mean, I've said from the jump that there was no incentive for the Grizzlies or Ja Morant to sign an extension last year because – on one hand, for the Grizzlies, they probably want to see, hey, can John Morant, like, what can John Morant give us next season? Can he be available for 65 games? And on that same 65 games front, it's like, for John Morant, it's like, hey, can I make more money and become a supermax player and remind everybody that I'm one of the best point guards in the world? And, you know, John Morant's already supermax ineligible because he's ineligible for postseason awards. Hasn't played like an all-star this year. So that answered that part of the equation. I do think it came to that. And then also it's like, I mean, to spin even back to you, since John Morant's extension has gone into effect, so it went into effect going into the 23-24 season. So for the past 2.5 seasons, what has he done to warrant another max extension? Truthfully, like, what has he done? Like,
nothing.
He had, you know, the 9 games that he was back. Granted, that sucks. Like, he had some sort of freak shoulder injury that happened that sidelined him after he came back from suspension, where he was playing extremely well. And then, you know, last season, a little bit before the coaching change, he looked a lot more like the John Morant we had seen. And it hasn't happened this season. But, so, like, between all that, between the last 2.5 years, what has he done to warrant another max extension for when he turns 30 and there's not a sign of an improved jump shot?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you. The best thing for the Grizzlies and John Morant would be John Morant getting back to that 2021-2022 form and playing it out from there, building around him. But it doesn't seem like that's happening right now. But in the future, whether he's with the Grizzlies or not, like, I want honesty from you here. Do you think he'll get back to what we saw? You know, what we have, you know, come to love about John Morant? The high flying, finishing the paint at will, getting back on the floor. Do you think, whether he's with the Grizzlies or elsewhere, he'll ever get back to that form?
I mean, to that form, it's tough because, like, he's adding a laundry list of injuries to the equation, but so that might hinder his athleticism, but that's not going to slam the door shut on John Morant being an all-NBA player. Like, I don't think that will, because on one hand, I've said it for about a year, like, his playmaking has been very, very elite the past 2 seasons. So, like, I've always said the Grizzlies are at their best version, not when Ja's scoring 30, but when he has 10 or more assists. Like, I think there's a world where he adjusts, like, maybe I wish he would just adjust more of, like, and this isn't for me to say, like, oh, don't score the basketball, because the comparison about the drop was a little bit more scoring averse, but, like, can he become like this version of Rajon Rondo where he is more pass first, which means his scoring is more dictated based off of defenses playing the pass? I've always thought that, but also too, like, at the end of the day, he's the ticket to how he will increase his viability as a all-NBA point guard, all-star point guard, it's just going to come with the jump shot.
Yep.
And it's at career low levels right now. And, you know, that's the thing that's going to dictate it, because defenses can play, like, would have to play him differently if he had the jump shot that teams have to respect. And then you would get to see that at-rim frequency, maybe not be at the 21-22 or 22-23 level, but it get back to a respectable number. So, like, again, I'm not, like, the 21-22, 22-23 levels are hard to reach, but, like, I'm not going to slam the door shut on him being an all-NBA player. Because also, too, like, we just saw him a calendar year ago look like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's that reality is still there.
I mean, he dropped 40 against the 76ers not too long ago.
Correct, yeah, but it's just kind of one of those things that right now those performances have been more flashes than sustained production. And Zach Kleiman said before the season, to reach high-end outcomes, John Morant needs to be an all-NBA player. And that hasn't happened this season.
Yeah. Now, I DeMichael Cole put this in the commercial appeal based on people he had talked to. He reported that he didn't think the trade was a foregone conclusion. But let me put that in your sort of court now. Like, do you think this trade of John Morant elsewhere is a foregone conclusion? Do you think it's going to happen?
All I think is that I just fear that if it goes past the trade deadline, things can get very awkward. And I think I fear the idea that the temperatures will boil to a degree that nobody wants.
Right.
That's my only opinion on it. Like,
right.
I do think that, I don't think if the Grizzlies...
You think locker room, having him around as an unhappy soldier would be a problem?
It could be. I'm not gonna go full on and say it will or will not be. I mean, we do have like that the games earlier in the season with the Lakers and in the Pistons where, you know, he even said like, I don't have my joy right now or something along those lines. Like, I fear it can get back to that point. And, you know, that point that those two weeks and then like you saw some stuff kind of change when Edie got back. It wasn't fun. It wasn't pretty.
Right.
It was kind of awkward. And I fear it gets to that point. So, and I don't know. It's a very complex situation because then I wonder, okay, if it's really willing to go through the off season, then why would the Grizzlies put that out there? You know?
Right.
Well, I don't know if the Grizzlies are putting it out. Let me actually say that. No one knows who put it out there, but there's no debunking going on right now.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. I hear you. Now, Trae Young got traded earlier this week to the Wizards, and we know what that package looked like for an unhappy point guard that wants a contract, all that. It was not much. It was a 34-year-old C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. So I'm hesitant to ask you this because I feel like I know the answer, but what would this trade package look like? Worse than that or just about the same?
Okay,
what are we looking at?
Let's put it this way. I was in the process of writing this before we started because I said I'll have something on Substack later before the game tonight. There's two parts of the equation of a trade. It goes around everywhere. What is said player's value and what does the team want in return? And, you know, I mean, it may be on the Washington side, you know, maybe Atlanta was like, well, we think we need a pick because he's Trae Young. He's a four-time All-Star, and he's taken us to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then Washington side, it's like, hey, well, I don't know if he's going to sign an extension, so I feel like I need a pick to take on this contract. And so it's like, okay, no picks, whatever. But everything that had come out with Atlanta was about the next move, and the next move being a potential trade for Anthony Davis, which seems nixed now because Shams Charania reported an injury on his end that it's going to have him out multiple months with his hand. But CJ McCollum gives him flexibility as a large expiring contract, or if they keep him, which he would fit and he would allow for the Hawks to still tap into Jalen Johnson and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Dyson Daniels for playmaking while also still giving them a veteran ball handler that can also score and play off of others. But the big thing is, I think it was Keith Smith from Spotrac reported that Atlanta's now a cap space team next year. Mm-hmm. And then with Corey Kispert, just putting two and two together, who is the expiring contract and the potential package to Dallas for Anthony Davis? Our good old friend Luke Kennard.
Mm-hmm.
So, and guess what guess who Corey Kispert would theoretically replace? Luke Kennard. So, like, just kind of piece stuff together. So, like, the trade package I would probably point to the most is what Brooklyn got for Kyrie, which was Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, and in a first-round pick that was about 5 years out. That would be something I would kind of keep an eye on, but also too, let's also see what happens over the next 3 weeks. A lot of stuff can change with the playoff pictures and stuff.
Sure.
And we'll see what teams pop up, you know? I mean, frankly, one thing that would be, I know the Miami is the team that's kind of mentioned the most. One thing that's going to get pretty fascinating is one of the salary matchers would have to be Terry Rozier. So that may have to go through the league and be like, hey, can we trade this guy while he's indefinitely suspended by everyone? So, yeah, I mean, that there's a lot of different mechanisms that go behind it. I just wouldn't go as far. Like, granted, I'm not saying that Ja's going to get traded for the Desmond Bane package. Frankly, I think if he was, it would have already happened.
Yep.
But I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that, oh, it's going to be the Trae Young package or worse.
Now, a little sobering reality that we need to talk about. Okay, let's say Ja gets traded. What's next for the Memphis Grizzlies, right? Because here's the situation we're in right now. 16-21 team, not very good. He is the guy that's worth the price of admission. He's the guy who gets people to buy season tickets. Tickets right now are like $4, $5 a piece when they're playing in FedEx Forum, and they still don't have a long-term lease signed. So, like, what's next for the Memphis Grizzlies if Ja Morant is no longer a part of the organization?
I know people jump to this, and it's like Memphis, the Grizzlies have never had a true superstar. And quite frankly, the last time they had a player truly of Ja's magnitude from a stardom standpoint was Pau Gasol. Even if the heights of Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol were just as good, if not better, as far as like a true star in his prime, they haven't had, in his age prime at least, Ja's playing prime was before the suspension. But it gets tricky, you know, you navigate it and there's the lease stuff and all that. And I don't think it's a death sentence to Memphis Grizzlies basketball by any means, because on the same juncture, I've seen this team rally around a team that had Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, Mike Conley, and Tony Allen as its core. No box office superstar. Just a bunch of dudes that played collectively as a team, played hard, provided winning basketball, created a brand for Memphis Grizzlies basketball with Grant Grimes. I'm just of the belief that, yes, you come to games to watch players, but you also come to watch, you know, an entertaining product. You want to watch a winning basketball.
Sure.
And if the Grizzlies are winning basketball, then I think that it won't be any problem. You know, I talk to people where, I feel like there's a magnetic kind of feel with Zach Edey because he has he's just a larger than life person, literally and figuratively. And he does the 2010 stuff, the low post stuff that all the fans love. You could agree that everybody loves a big man that plays like a big man.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
With Zach Edey. Cedric Coward, like, he's really been ingrained in the city. Like, he's been doing a lot of stuff within the city since he got here. And then, I feel like everyone I talk to, like, fans, they can't get enough of Cam Spencer.
Yep.
So it's like, I think as long as they continue, if Zach Kleiman continue, and Tomas Isolo too, going into this season, they talked about bringing in guys that fit the DNA of the city and building a brand and identity that resonates with the city. If they continue along that path, it will not be a problem to continue success from a environmental standpoint, and organizational health and its relationship with the city, even in a post-John Morant era.
Yeah. Now, I think the most frustrating part about this news today and an impending trade of Ja is I just feel like we haven't seen what this team with Ja as the head of the snake would look like. Like what I mean by that is we haven't seen him really with Zach Edey on the floor. Like that's, you feel like you're cheated out of at least being able to see what that would look like because of all the injuries. The injuries just continue to happen. But that seems to me to be the most frustrating part of the news today.
Yeah, that's very frustrating because when you think about, you know, they bring in Tomas Isolo and he's a heavy pick and roll guy. You would immediately get drawn to John Moran, Zach Edey. And yep. Even going back to, you know, before the draft, going into the draft, afterwards, everything, the John Morant felt like a perfect match with Zach Edey.
Yes.
And a guy, and that pairing could help people dispel the notion that, like, Zach Edey wouldn't work in the NBA. The foolish takes that were given before the draft and in his college basketball career. But, yeah, that's the thing that's tough. But, again, there's just more to the puzzle that we may not know. We may not have those pieces to the puzzle that kind of piece everything all together. Like, okay, well, this actually makes sense. I see why they're doing this. So, yeah, that's definitely a component to it that I think makes it frustrating is that we never really got to see the Morant, Jackson, Edey, Coward dynamic together because it could get sweet, but also like the availability part could be a part of it. You know, John Morant hasn't played 7 games in a row in 3 years.
Yep.
That could be a component of things. So,
yep. Now, if Ja's traded, like what, from an on-court standpoint, like what do you think the Grizzlies are going to focus on from a development standpoint? Do you try to make Zed into a potential number one option on the offensive end? Like, where do you focus your time if John Morant's no longer on the roster?
Yeah. Frankly, like, I feel like with each passing game, my opinion of put the ball in Cedric Coward's hands and see what happens become like resonates very loudly with me because one of the things that just I almost laughed at how awesome and impressive this is for a rookie, a guy that, you know, last season played 6 college basketball games.
Right.
In the month of December, even though he shot 27% from three, he averaged almost 15 points a game on almost 60% true shooting. That's insane, especially considering how he was not shooting the ball well from three. He's a real, and I do think he is a better shooter than what his percentage is at 32.9 show, but he can get to the rim. He's one of the best athletes the Grizzlies have had on the wing in quite a while. You know, he could guard multiple positions. I think that one of the biggest things too is he rebounds, and the fact because he rebounds, he can ignite transition offense. Obviously, the whole thing with Tomas Isolo coming out of training camp with speed kills, having a wing that can grab rebounds. I think one of the only wings that there's two wings that grab more rebounds than Coward. I can't remember one of them, but one of them is Josh Hart. Excuse me. But also too, the thing is, I think the playmaking has popped out more than I expected. He's averaging 2.9 assists per game this season, even as a rookie. And he has that. He can get to his mid-range in multiple ways. He has that elbow line jumper. He has the post turnarounds. Like, you know, the 6'5", 6'6", wing with the 7'2", wingspan that can get to his spots. Like, the great teams build around those kind of guys. And I'm not saying Cedric Coward is that kind of guy, but why don't you try and see? You know, because at the very least, you can go like this upcoming draft is littered with point guards. You can go get a point guard as well. The Grizzlies will have assets. They can go trade for a guy if they feel like they need somebody to be the guy that Cedric Coward and Zach Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr. eventually support. But why not see what Cedric Coward has and see if he could become that real go-to scorer. I think he has the skill set, the production, everything to where he can walk into averaging 20 points per game, especially if he A, ramps up his aggressiveness to hunt down shots, and B, if he can kind of return to his form as an outside shooter.
All right, now last couple of things for Parker Fleming at Paka underscore Flocka on X. Elsewhere in the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's agents at various points the past couple of years have put out feelers about getting him out of Milwaukee. He says he will never ask for a trade. It's kind of the Dame Lillard response, isn't it? I mean, when it comes to the idea of cheating the grind, it feels like that's something that Giannis does not want to do at all. But at the same time, he already won a championship there. Why didn't he just ask for a trade?
Yeah, very tricky. That's another jaw trait to watch because Milwaukee's always been aggressive when it comes to making Giannis happy, appeasing Giannis, and making sure he ultimately does not pull the trigger on asking out. And if the Bucks offered a pick into the 2030s for Ja Morant, you should take that because Giannis will not be on a Bucks team past 2030 just because he'll be older. It's very interesting. It's just kind of like, hey, can we just stop talking about this? Like, if you're really not about it, can we just stop? You know?
Well, he clearly is about it, but like him and Dame, like the reason I make that example, put that example out there is various points you've gotten like the idea of asking out, right? Like a trade request. But then those guys have the plausible deniability to say, well, that wasn't me. I didn't say that. It's at some point, you have to realize you are well within your rights to go ahead and ask for a trade. But we'll see what the Bucks do. All right, final thing. Your Ole Miss Rebs got knocked out of the CFP, but it was a historic season. And that game last night was absolutely phenomenal. I think really what it came down to is Miami can sustain drives. They were 11 for 19 on third down, and the Rebs were, 2 for 10 on third down. But at the same time, very close game, came down to the very end. Obviously, disappointment has set in, but how cool was watching Ole Miss do what they did this year?
Yeah, I do think one thing we need to make sure we're not ignoring with the Ole Miss game last night is the Kevon Lacy injury.
Yep.
Ole Miss had to use him as a decoy after he tweaked it. It sounded like a hamstring. When he had that 73-yard touchdown, and that just killed everything. Like, Kevon Lacy is a critical part of that offense, and it also opens up the passing game. But it's a cool season because, quite frankly, it was very unfair to those kids to have to deal with all the Lane Kiffin stuff for all season. You know, could have been campaigning for guys like Kevon Lacy or Trinidad Shameless to be Heisman winners, but instead he was too busy figuring out how much money he can get from LSU and crapping on the fan base for their attendance against Citadel.
Yep.
So it was very, and then just the fact it's like seeing what a ball coach looks like that rallies behind his guys like Pete Golding has. And then, last week you saw all these Instagram posts, tweets, whatever. It's like, so and like this player staying, this player staying, this player staying, including Trinidad Shameless, if he can,
even though he got his waiver denied again.
Yeah, but the biggest one was Kevon Lacy.
Yeah,
because Kevin Smith, the running back coach, went to LSU, so it almost felt like, Lacy's about to go here, and then Ole Miss got to keep him.
Yep.
That was great. And then it came out today that the prediction for Deuce Knight, that 5-star quarterback out of Auburn, predictions Ole Miss.
Big stuff.
Big stuff. The future is bright. I mean, as Pete Golding said, a lot of these coaches, they recruit on what they've done in the past. Here, we recruit on trajectory.
Yep.
So, sounds like something Charles Huff is trying to do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a D2 quarterback of our own. But, hey, Parker, I got to let you roll, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for hopping on.
Have a good one.
Yes,
appreciate
sir. He is Parker Fleming on X at Paka underscore Flocka. Now, that's a wrap for today. I appreciate you listening out there. It's been a great week. Thanks to Parker Fleming and David Cobb for their contributions to the show. We'll meet back here at the same time on Monday. In the meantime, we'll pass you off to Grizzlies vs. Thunder. For Connor, I'm Gabe. Easy, be safe, and enjoy your weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.